on December the 25th, when you first get up, what's the first thing you say to somebody when you see them?
Merry Christmas.
Ever heard older people or black say anything different to the very first person they saw them?
Christmas, yeah.
People ever say that anymore?
No. Maybe they do, but the niggers always greeted us with that on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. And what about on 1st of January, how would you greet somebody?
Happy New Year.
You ever heard anybody say New Year's gift?
No.
Never heard that one?
No.
Say you wanted to say something by way of appreciation besides thank you. You might say, I'm much.
The other people would say obliged. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say that? You ever use that?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I've got to go downtown this afternoon to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I bought a present for my son, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped.
So when I got it home, my son had to
unwrap the present.
Oh, say if a storekeeper buys something for $2.50 and he has to sell it at $2, he has to sell it
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you're going to town to see a dress, and beautiful dress, and you say, I really like that. I wish you would buy it, but it just
costs too much. Mm-hmm.
And on the first of the month, the bill is
due.
Yeah, and if you join a club, you have to pay your
dues. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have money to pay those dues, you might go to a friend and try to
borrow the money.
Mm-hmm. Say you're trying to get a loan or something from a banker, and refusing the loan, you might say, "Well, I'd like to, but money is
scarce."
Mm-hmm. And you ever swim any when you were?
Oh yes, goodness, all the time. Stayed under the water more than I did on top.
So you would say that when I was a child, I
swam
a great deal. You might say the children like to
swim
over in the river, and you might say, in fact, I have
been swimming.
Yeah, or you want to indicate that you did it in the past, you might say, I have
gone swimming
there myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
I have been swimming there myself. Sometimes I might say that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say that you might say he ran down the springboard and
dived in the water.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, lots of boys have
dived into the pool.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, yeah, I think I'll
dive into the pool.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever have a name for the kind of dive where, oh, you dive in and hit the water flat like that?
Belly buster.
Belly buster, yeah, that hurt, didn't it?
I hit it flat, but we always said that's a, he did a belly buster.
now say, somebody got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he
drowned.
And say, I wasn't there, I didn't see him
drown.
But several people have
seen or saw him drown.
Or what do you want to indicate?
He drowned.
If you want to indicate that the same thing had happened to other people, you'd say several people have
drowned.
Yeah, there too.
Yeah.
And what do you call the thing that children like to do? They like to, or maybe put their heads on the ground and kick up their feet and go over. That's a
turn a flip.
Mm-hmm. Or what else might you call that?
Do a cartwheel or
something like a cartwheel. You know what I mean?
Yes. Not leapfrog, but
you ever call it somersault?
Somersault, yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say something.
Anything else that people would ever call that, or that you've heard in the past or something?
No, I can't think of anything. Mm-hmm. Other than somersault.
Mm-hmm.